Hello, I'm so sorry about that. I'm Chris from Opinion Research, and the call dropped. But thank you for responding. We were in the question that after each proposal, tell me or please indicate whether you support or oppose the proposal. The first one is improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
What is that?
I'm sorry, what
is that? What is that, support electrical grid? What do you mean by electrical grid? What is that? I need more information.
Improving electrical grid reliability.
And how would they improve that?
Well, we just want to know whether you would support or oppose that proposal.
Well, it all depends on what the methods you all use to improve that. Like, what was the process of approving it? I know the outcome, but what's the process of approving it? I can't really say if I didn't know the process you all were taking to make that happen.
Okay, so would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
How would they install the buildings inside? How would they install the AC inside of buildings? Would it be like government funded? Would it come out of my tax dollars? How would they administer this deal?
Well, it doesn't say, but we just want to know your opinion about whether you would support or oppose that proposal.
It all depends on how you all go about doing it. Say if I own a property, right, and my property didn't have AC, would you all, like, penalize business owners for not having that? Would it be forced? I mean, I would have to know more about that bill before I say yay or nay.
Okay. So just for the purpose of the question, would you tell me if you would somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I just can't quite say.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
What does that say, protect the infrastructure to sea level?
Yes, to sea level rise.
What is that? Like, to sea level, like, I don't understand the question.
Mm-hmm. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
So it's like, in other words, like, protecting, like, roads in case, like, the stuff floods?
Yes, I would believe so.
Okay, protecting infrastructure is, I don't know, is that a problem?
Well, we just want to know if you would strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose the proposal.
I would need more information about what that exactly is for me to even give an opinion. Like, I can't even give an opinion on that because I don't even know what that is. I would need to be informed more on that subject.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
No, I would not oppose that. I oppose it. I oppose that. I don't want that to happen in our community. No.
Is that strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. The next one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose.
Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
It all depends on how the process of expanding healthcare is. I mean, healthcare is good, but it all depends on the process and the means being taken about doing that. So that's something that I would have to need more information on.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one for this section is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly.
strongly support. Thank you. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? For this next statements, we have a scale of very convincing.
Am I getting paid for this?
No, sir. We just want to know your opinion.
It's like a 10, 15 minute conversation. I mean, when will it end? Endless questions.
Yes.
Can I ask the questions too? How old are you?
we are about to finish. These are one of the last battery of questions.
Are you
and,
from
the
state of Maryland?
56%.
Are you in Maryland? Do you live in Maryland?
No, we're an independent research company located in Miami.
Oh, you live in Maryland?
We're located in Miami.
So you never had a blue crab before?
I'm not sure what that means, sir.
You don't know what a blue crab is? You ask me questions about Maryland? We are known for blue crabs.
Well,
you never had a blue crab out of Chesapeake Bay?
Yes, I'm not sure what you're talking about, sir. I'm
you
just
never
paid to make
a
the survey.
A blue crab from out the Chesapeake Bay. A blue Merlin crab? Never had a Merlin crab.
Sure. No.
A Merlin crab. You never had it? Okay, well, you have to visit Maryland and buy a steamed crab, please. I mean, you have to eat it.
Okay, thank you.
What is Miami known for? What is Miami known for? Like Cuban sandwiches? I'm not Cuban sandwiches, but no, what them? No, Reuben sandwiches. I said Cuban sandwiches. Reuben sandwiches. That was a Freudian slip. It is Cuban sandwiches.
Sir, would you like to continue with a survey?
I don't know. I have too many questions, too back to back. I want to know about you. Now I want to have a dialogue. I feel like I'm being interrogated by the police. I'm not getting paid for it. I mean, did I get like a $2 voucher somewhere?
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that, but we don't have that.
Okay, well, I don't want to continue, but make sure you visit Maryland and you have some blue crabs from out the Chesapeake Bay, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a good night.
I'll try.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much.